Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, how are you today?
Blessed and highly favored. Thanks to all the veterans for serving our country. We love you. Thanks for the service, commitment that you have given to our country. How's your weekend going so far, Dr. Cash?
Wonderful. Definitely shout out to the veterans who serve the country. Press one to go live with our special guest. Shout out to our sponsors, Jimmy's Paint Shop and the 65 Connection. Definitely go and check them out. Don't forget to follow us on social media to continue all our topics and to find out what's next with the doctors. Facebook, the Industry Doctors. Twitter, Industry Doctors. Instagram, Industry Doctors. Let's bring in our special guest, Andre. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you? How are you guys?
Be blessed. Andre, if you can, speak into the mic a little bit more.
How are you guys?
Tell our listeners who you are, what do you do, and how you started.
Well, my name is Dre. I'm from Side Street. I started because I had a group that's called Side Street ENT. Well, they was rapping, and I wanted to get in a group because I didn't rap too. So I said, what am I going to do to be in this group that I didn't want to be like no leech or nobody, just to be around these guys when it started popping? So I said, the next best thing is video work and photography work. So I started doing pictures and some of the little performance videos for them. And ever since then, I've just been going up and up from there. I do interviews, performances all over the place. I did a couple celebrities all over the place.
Beautiful. Right. That's what a lot of artists don't understand. To reach more people, you've got to document what you're doing. You've got to have great camera work going. The camera work speaks volumes for artists.
And especially this new age. Especially the new age, because everything is visual. Everything's on your phone, so they need it to see it, you know what I'm saying, so it can be, they like it more.
I'm almost thinking that the video has more impact than the song actually does. The song is, you know, just laying the groundwork, if you will. The video is really just going, they got to be able to see it. Your fans got to be able to see what you're doing.
Definitely. I agree with you. And then, back in the day, they didn't even know. When they put out a raw song or a good song, they didn't even know who that person was that made the song. So now that this is the social media area is so up right now, it makes it a totally different thing. They make the song known with the face with the song, you know, so it's very good for us.
Building brands is all about what we're here on the Industry Doctors.
All about.
What was your first program you started running on, and how was that? And tell our listeners how you have evolved as the videographer, photographer that you are today, sir.
Well, I have like one of those little, I'm sorry for calling it this, but I had one of like those perv little cameras with the flip on the side. You know,
okay.
A handheld little camcorder, little, I call it the purge because it's them old. So I had one of those, and I recorded my first cipher. And my first cipher was amazing. It's just the editing I did for that, I had AVS4U, and that program was so nice. I was just working with it. So that's where I learned how to do the editing off of there. That was like a beginner's little course. Then I had jumped over to Windows Movie Maker or something like that. That's on there. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, you got it.
Then I jumped to Final Cut Pro. Then I jumped to iMovie. And now, no, I jumped to Adobe Elements first and then iMovie. So, like, I know a lot of programs. And I'm a little advanced than, you know, than I like to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's progress, though. You always got to keep moving and upgrading and, you know, even with your team, you know, some people, they want to stay on level one. If you want to keep moving, you should keep moving, because you should go on your own time and grow. Because you got to understand, not everybody that you claim is your day one will always be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody life changes. Go ahead.
And I had two other cameras after the little camcorder. I had like a little Samsung Wi-Fi WB something that I can send everything straight to my phone and send it right to somebody else's phone. It was Wi-Fi. Now I have a Canon T3i that is amazing. That's amazing. So I had three different steps and cameras and different qualities.
Well, right now we should move up.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm saying, are you working with anybody right now that we should know about?
Right now I'm finishing up Rutabang's interview. I don't know if you guys heard about Rutabang. He's one of the next hottest artists right now that's coming out of Cleveland. I got a couple of artists that I'm messing with. I got Rutabang, Castro, Thiezy, Sin, so many artists that's from Cleveland that I believe our next break is going to be a very, very good break. Because I heard not too long ago Kid Cudi and Kanye West was just on tour, and they was performing together. And then Chip the Ripper was backstage, and they was chilling all together. So that was like a real Cleveland moment for us. So we just need the next Cleveland moment. Yeah, I am from Cleveland, Ohio. Once again, I don't know if we told them or not, but that's where I'm definitely from. So we waiting on this next big movement from Cleveland.
Definitely. AJ, don't go nowhere, man. We're going to jump into this track by Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G, Get Them Bands. And then we're going to be back to get your feedback. All right, don't go nowhere. The Industry Doctors.
Hey, get that money, ho, you plan. Puss it open, ho, they pan. Homie got it, he the man. Get them bands, get them bands. Know you sexy, know you got your hustle. If you want them 24 inch bundles, get them bands. Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands. Shawty be up in the beauty salon, I swear it's about 2 times a week. 150 for the nails, 250 for the feet, 300 for the bundles. Yeah, shawty doing numbers. Shawty fucking up commas. Yeah, shawty, she stunning. Who says it's cheaper to keep her? You know that they lying. When we dining out, the entree never coming with fries. Root press, melt the pie, Carrabba's, baby, every time we slide. Time is money, you ain't getting no money, you wasting your time. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She sliding down with no hands. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She sliding down with no hands. Get that money, ho, you playing. Pussy open, hold they pan. They pan. Homie got it, he the man. Get them bands, get them bands.
Project Half Man Half Amazing. Definitely go and check him out on all social media platforms and his site, drphilent.com. Two L's on Phil, drphillent.com. Jay,
tell us how you feel about that record. Man, it was very, very dope. I caught myself bouncing my head a little bit. I just thought y'all had a different sound. I thought y'all had a different sound than Cleveland. And it's almost just a little bit similar. Like, I could tell the 808s and the different beats and the chops. And, you know, I could tell those couple different things.
Definitely. Dr. Phil is from Alabama. I'm going to let him, you know, continue this interview real quick. Dr. Phil?
Yes, sir.
Because we definitely want to collaborate and make some moves. So go ahead, Dr. Phil.
What is the biggest, I know from Cleveland, you know, got the Cleveland Cavaliers. They just traded Kyrie. How does the different industries and the bigger levels, like as far as sports, that you see translate in the hip hop as far as us moving forward in the 2018, 2019, 2020, where do you see the evolution of music going as far as in Cleveland, what you're seeing right now in Cleveland?
First of all, I want to start off by saying that I have family in Alabama, Tuskegee, Alabama, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa. So I got a couple family members out in Alabama. I'm thinking, to answer your question, I want to say we got to start with support, and then it's going to go with the underground stations, and then if you're looking for a specific sport team or like basketball, football, baseball, all those sports, I'm going to say, that's a good question. I want to say,
See, we don't have any major league teams down here in Alabama. We got a lot of minor leagues, you know, a lot of lower level leagues, but no major leagues. So, you know, we do have some artists.
I'm going to say the arena football, because our arena football is very, very dope. And they're very skilled at people. And I know a couple of people that plays for the arena football. So, like, the arena football is very, very lit.
Shout out to arena football.
Yeah, shout out to arena football. So,
what's the name of your team there?
I want to say, like, the Falcons or, like, see, you got me off. I apologize to the people that's on the team that I know. But I want to say, like, the Falcans or something. That's what I want to say. I'm going to have to send you, I'm going to send you guys the information or something when we get off.
Okay.
Most definitely. Is there any way you can tell our listeners a little bit of your social media link so we can check out some of your videographer work? We have plenty of listeners that, you know, need their movement filmed. So if you could give us your social media links or contacts so we can get in contact with you.
Definitely. I'm going to start with saying my Instagram name. My Instagram name is SideStreet. Triple_promotions. Then I'm going to go to my YouTube, SideStreet TV. Then I'm going to go to my website, SideStreetTV.com. I want to say my Snapchat is either SideStreet TV or Dreski 23 or something like that. My Twitter is SideStreetENT. Mostly, if you put in SideStreet TV or ENT anywhere, you'll see most of my work and most of everything I do.
And can you give us a spelling of SideStreet just so we have it correct?
SideStreet is S as Sam, I in Igloo, D is in Dog, E is in Enjoy, S is in Sam again, T is in Theodore, R is in Rat, E is in employment, E is in employment, T is in Theodore again, TV, SideStreet TV. Anything you, anywhere you put that in, you'll possibly see me, or some of the work that I do, photos, pictures, interviews, all of that great stuff. And I want to shout out my sponsors, too, before I forget. I got a couple of sponsors. Service Hearts. I want to say shout out to, right now, the only one I can remember is Service Hearts because they're a big part of what I'm doing right now. So shout out to Service Hearts. And, oh, I'm sorry, Black Wolf. Shout out to Black Wolf and Service Hearts.
Shout out to Black Wolf and Service Heart.
Definitely. Those the big people that's been working with me, messing with me for a long time, big supporters. So, yeah, I had to shout them out one time.
Definitely.
SideStreet.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Phil, find that. Can you tell us, do you have any motivators that motivate you, whether it's family, friends, celebrities?
What's so crazy about this? I get my motivation from, like, music. And I don't do music. I would love to, my next thing I would love to do is be in, like, an A&R somewhere. But I get motivation from, like, watching Star, Empire, Nashville, like TV shows like that. That's what I get my you know,
your motivation.
That's where I get it from.
I got you.
My motivation. Yeah, that's where I get my motivation from. I'm sorry.
Who are some of your Who are some of your favorite artists you listened to while growing up?
While growing up, I'm gonna say, like I tell everybody, to answer your question, like I tell everybody, I say that I was an R&B singer in my past life. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I used to sing my past life. I promise I used to. And can't nobody tell me no difference. But I'm probably going to say, like, some kind of Usher, Chris Brown, of course. I like the Gavin McGraw, the one song he made, the soundtrack for One Tree Hill. That song is pretty dope. as I was younger, I'm mostly all the R&B singers back then. Like I used to listen to a lot of them, so I'm really an R&B soul type of person.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you know, with music, everything is evolving. You know, either you're gonna get on the wave or you're gonna do your own thing. If you do your own thing, it might take a little more longer. But what you can always do is grab what's out now and modern and mix it with your own. That's it. That's all you gotta do. You know?
Yep.
And you just heard it here first, folks. The industry doctors. You don't get half the dose, but you get the full dose. Ain't that right, Dr. Phil?
Always the full dose, never the half.
Yep.
Bowel always full. Never half full, never, you know. One thing that I want to do is I want to talk about as you're working on the videography,
mm-hmm.
What is the motivation that you use? You know, because, you know, like you said, you used to be an R&B singer, and then you transitioned into the videography field.
And
what was the biggest...
Life. Oh. R&B singer in my past life. I don't do that for real. That was just in my past life. So I'm a Cancer, so like I have a sweet soul. You know what I'm saying? So in my past life, I'm definitely an R&B singer. Right now, what motivates me now is knowing that my video or the work that I do can be seen by somebody else that would help me prolong or help me motivate or help me put me in another position where I'm out of what you say being broke, you know what I'm saying? So that's what really motivates me, is knowing that this video possibly can go somewhere and somebody, the right person, can see it.
Definitely. If you check out the 65 Connection Colossal Records Music Group on Twitter, they have great promotional rates. A lot of things that a lot of artists or a lot of people in a lot of different fields, not only artists, but people in different fields, have to understand: marketing and promotion is very important in building your brand. It's mm-hmm. almost life or death in putting out your movement to different clients and potential clients. It's very... how you say, modernized to what we are doing on not only physically, but on the World Wide Web. So it can almost be working for us when we're not working.
Right.
So we definitely suggest a lot of businesses and companies to definitely check out the promotional packages, 65 Connection, Colossal Record Music Group, and the industry doctors provide. Because all we're doing is trying to help you get out there and build your brand and take it to the next level with everybody's trying to do at the end of the day. So do you also do photography work as well?
Yes.
What is your favorite type of setting? Do you weddings, special occasions?
I'm gonna say parties, because nightclub parties, those are my best, because you can come past a lot of beautiful ladies. You know what I'm saying? Not to sound so crazy, I know that might sound crazy, but you can come across some nice little females, nice little pretty females.
Yes, definitely. Sir. A lot of women are getting married, though, and, you know, they pay top dollar for weddings, sir.
They're going to pay top dollar
to get their wedding shot.
I totally agree with you. It's all about quality, too, so, you know what I'm saying? I totally agree with you. But my friend,
you might go into it.
I can do a wedding, but... 8 times out of 10, majority of them is either in a relationship or married they self. You know what I'm saying? So it's really hard for a single man to go to that type of setting. So I ain't going to say that's my favorite. You know, at a nightclub or a party setting, it's going to be like, no, hardly with their boyfriend or saying they even in a relationship, single females. So, yeah, that's what I've been, that's my favorite.
Most definitely. Everybody loves a nightclub. Dr. Cash was telling me about his last experience in the nightclub. Said he had to turn him up, turn up. Did you turn him up or no, Dr. Cash?
Always, Dr. Phil. Always. We always turn up. Turn up to the max. Dr. Phil actually has something going on, man, that I think he should tell you about. Why don't you tell him about the Heartbreaker World Tour, Dr. Phil?
It's funny how you were talking about, you know, the ladies and the single ladies. We have a show called the Heartbreaker World Tour. Please check us out on Facebook. Heartbreaker Space World Space Tour. And Heartbreaker Space World Space Tour. We have the official Get Them Bands Dance Challenge. So if you know any ladies that are trying to get their dance careers off the ground, they might want to do a Get Them Bands Dance Challenge on Facebook or YouTube, whatever they prefer. That is Get Them Bands, Get Them, D-E-M-B-A-N-D-S, Official Dance Challenge.
Can you say the Heartbreaker thing one more time for me?
Heartbreaker Space World, WORLD Space Tour, TOUR, Heartbreaker World Tour. We're on Facebook, everywhere, Instagram. But our we use Facebook to connect with a lot of the users. That's the thing we like Facebook for, because we can connect with everybody right there, click of a button. But definitely, if you come across any dancers, hit them to the Heartbreaker World Tour. Hey, do a Get Them Bands Challenge dance, and hey, come up overnight. Blow up overnight, baby. That's what it's all about. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich and famous. You know what I'm saying?
You guys have a clothing line, huh?
I got the whole shebang.
Clothing.
The whole shebang, sir.
You guys got to send me some stuff so I can take some pictures and promote you guys also.
Most definitely.
Definitely.
Most definitely. So do you have any parties that you're doing, any up-and-coming gigs that you want our listeners to definitely come out to if they're in Cleveland, Ohio?
Definitely. I have on 17th, I have the Anatomy Nightclub on West 9th. I'll be taking pictures there for DJ Ant Bank and what is their group called? I forgot what their group called, but I'll be taking pictures.
No worries, take your time.
At the DJ at the Anatomy on the 17th of this month. I'm also going to record my friend that's a pro boxer. He have an event at the Euclid Smithsonian Arts building. It's on Euclid, so there's definitely a couple of them that I would like you guys to come out to.
Is it all right?
Definitely.
Your social media profile one more time. Get me into Twitter, because I was trying to search you on Twitter. I was looking for you on Twitter as well.
I added you guys on Facebook, so my social media, you can put in Sci Street. And it should be the first one, SIDESTREET. And it should be the first, either the first two. It's, my name is Dre, so once you put that in, it'll pop right up on Instagram.
Side Street Studio Arts, right?
No, Side Street Triple Underscore Promotions. It's going to be Side Street TV up under the first one. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. See, we in different areas, so that's why it's probably not popping up like that on yours. But then once you put in Side Street triple underscores, it should pop right up.
With the way Instagram has changed, it might be harder now.
Well, I see. Because
we can always. What I was going to say is we can always get those and you can always tag the industry doctors with all your contact as well. But don't worry about it. We'll definitely get that straightened out. Definitely use the song. Get them banned if you want. And then when you do post it, we will all promote it and share it as well. To help both brands, you know, because with the industry doctors, we're always looking to build that ladder of success for all of us to climb.
Right.
We do appreciate your time, Jay. Again, taking out of your busy schedule. Dr. Phil, do you have anything else you want to add?
I just want to wish you the most success. I followed you, just liked your Facebook page. Just followed you on Instagram, and I will be following you on Twitter very shortly and promoting you. We will give you a month free of free promotion here on the Industry Doctors, brought to you by Colossal Records Music Group and the 65 Connection. Make sure you follow back. Thanks, all the listeners. Continue all our topics at the Industry Doctors on Facebook and Industry Doctors everywhere else. Thank you again for coming on the show, and much success to you, sir.
And you just got your dose. And you just got